Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mattaway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're so glad to be fellowshipping with you and talking to you and to the audience all over the world. We were just looking at the reports that we have, and I particularly enjoy reading these reports because we're seeing we have a lot of listeners from countries like we have Germany, India, Russia, Israel, and a whole list of other countries from around the world that are listening to this program. And so we thank the Lord that there's Christians out there that love the Lord Jesus Christ and are getting ready for him to come back. And we're in a new time, so we're happy for all the new listeners. And what this program is all about, and it's going worldwide, is it's about upholding the Bible as the Word of God, and the King James Bible in particular. We believe that God said the words of the Lord are pure words, silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And so translations have been made of the Word of God in the New Testament times very early, at the times right after the apostles, into many different languages. And these ancient manuscripts have come down to us. For instance, it's been translated into the Gothic language, with the English language was begun to, was started with the Gothic. And many of the words in our King James Bible came from that early translation by Eupholis way back hundreds of years ago. In fact, he translated about the year 335. And then they also had the italic text that was translated about 200, the Koine Greek text probably before 200, the Syriac Peshitta, the Aramaic, and the Aramaic text. And all of these texts that have come down to us agree basically with each other. Although they are separate translations, yet they come from the same text type called the received text. And the King James translators had these on the table when they translated it from it. Now, that represents over 99% of the evidence. And unfortunately, today, many pastors are not familiar with this evidence, and they've been promoting a text put out by the Jesuits that is only less than 1% of the evidence. It's called the Alexandrian text from Alexandria, Egypt, where the mixed-up Bible scholar Apollos came from. And God is showing us things in his word about where the text is, and he tells us where the true text is. And the Bible says that the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And so in all these ancient translations, they back up the authorized King James Bible, except just a few like the Alexandrian. The Alexandrian is very corrupt. The manuscripts disagree with each other. It's less than 1%. But unfortunately, the modern translations of the Bible are based on these. And that's why we have this program here, to uphold the Word of God and in general, and the King James in particular. We believe in the program that when we read the King James, we are reading what God said, and without error. And God said he would preserve his words. They're pure words. Now, also, I want to thank God today for, we have Brother Al Davis, pastor of Richfield Bible Baptist Church. You say something, maybe give the time of your church.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I'm glad to be with you. And yeah, we're Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Northern Summit County, right in Richfield, Ohio, right where the Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross. And we're there every Friday night from 7 till 9 with an informal Bible study. And then every Sunday morning, we're there Bible study at 10 o'clock, morning service at 11 o'clock, where we're going through the book of Luke right now. And then an evening service at 6 o'clock, where we're going through the Psalms. And that's at the we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express.
Well, thank you very much. And then I'm glad to see Clark Block back with us after he had a fall. And he was in the hospital, but he's back there, and he's ready to go, you know. And And it's good to see you back with us.
The Lord is blessed, Bruce. He's really blessed.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. And he's very important because he's picking me up and bringing me here. And I had my difficulties in the last year and a half, but the Lord's bringing me through them. But I'm so glad to be with you all from around the world. And I ask you to pray for us. You can write us. Can you give them some information on us where they can get a hold of us?
Sure, Bruce. If you go online, for instance, you can go to whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. That's whereisgodsword.maplenoel.us. Actually, let me rephrase that. whereisgodsword.com. I forgot. I was giving the old address. You can go to, it'll still get you there, but whereisgodsword.com. That's whereisgodsword.com. That'll go to Bruce's website for the program here and has some information about Bruce as well as some past programs there. I have to confess I got to get caught up to date with the April and May programs. I've had some things going on here recently, but I'll be getting those up to date as well. And there's some information there about a Bible and prophecy series that you can order from Bruce Musselman. It's a 6-CD set that includes such things as Christ and the Antichrist in prophecy, Antichrist government in prophecy, Roman Catholic Church in prophecy, Israel in prophecy, King James Bible in prophecy, Christ and Israel in prophecy, and you can order that by writing to Bruce Musselman at P.O. Box 609238. That's P.O. Box 609238, Cleveland, Ohio, zip code 44109. That's Bruce Musselman, P.O. Box 609238, Cleveland, Ohio, 44109. If you'd be interested in that and you'd like to send a $30 donation to Bruce's ministry, that'll cover the shipping and handling for anywhere in the U.S. or Canada. If you're outside the U.S. or Canada, if you could send $35 to help with the extra costs there. And if you just want to send Bruce a note, you could send it to that address, couldn't you, Bruce?
That's right.
And get a hold of you there. So that's information for you there. You can find all that at whereisgodsword.com.
All right. Now, the reason we have this, again, we say that the modern versions have come out. They say you can't understand the King James, although I was thinking the other day, I was reading that, and I don't look at myself as more intelligent than anybody else, but when I was in the third grade, I was reading the King James Bible, and I didn't seem to have any trouble understanding it when I was in the third grade. And first, so they talk about, well, you can't understand it, and then they push that. Then they give you a modern translation. And what they have done is the text that we have mentioned already has come down from the apostles, the italic Latin text, the Koine Greek text, the Syriac Peshitta text, the Aramaic text, and all of these that have an agreement. I mean, they would unite, they would agree, although it's in other languages, with the King James. And so they have then interjected a corrupt text, the Alexandrian, and everybody that got their hands on that one changed it. So they have all, it's called the eclectic text. That means the manuscripts disagree with each other. And the manuscripts are less than 1% of the evidence. The 99% agree with the authorized King James Bible. But so that we have this because God's word is pure. And these are corrupt texts coming out, and that's Satan selling confusion. We know that the first thing devil said is, yea, hath God said. He questioned God's word, and that's the devil's business. Then Eve, she put out a revision of God's word, and since then, because of the revision, she didn't have a sword to fight the sword of the Spirit to fight the devil with. She had a butter knife, and the whole, because of that, we've had death and wars and destruction ever since. As they were deceived by Satan because they didn't have the Word of God, or they had put out their own revision. And that's what's going on today, and that's why we have the program. Now, also, in your friendly so-called religious bookstore, they will not give you books that defend the true Word of God in about 99% of the cases. They are promoting these corrupt texts that are coming out, so naturally you can't find books. You only find one side. So what we do is we promote the books that defend the authorized King James Bible by brilliant writers, many types that are God-fearing people, have done their homework and done their research. And every week we talk about a different book, and next week, and we interview the authors of these books that have done tremendous research on the subject of Bible text and where it comes from. Now, we got a different time that we're on right now, and so one of them we've been talking about in the past, and we'll probably mention again, but it's one of the key books that is very outstanding. It's called New Age Bible Versions, and some of you have heard about it, but it goes through 2,500 scripture verses comparing the authorized King James Bible with the modern versions. And it shows that the modern versions have been influenced by New Age thinking. And so this is called New Age Bible Versions, and it shows the differences in 2,500 scripture verses. It's divided into 41 different chapters with 41 different subjects. And the author is a brilliant writer. She's very interesting, and she shows the differences. And you know, today there's two kinds of people that react to the Bible. There's one that have a humble attitude towards the Lord, and they search the scriptures to see if what they've been taught is so. And then there's others that have pride in their heart, and they've been influenced for the corrupt versions by Satan through the use of pride, like saying the scholars say and scientific texts and all of that. Nonsense that Satan uses to appeal to their ego and appeal to their pride. And you ought to, with a humble attitude and prayerfully, begin to search these things out and find where the truth is. God said, "Thy word is truth." And I am opposed to preachers that get on there and correct the authorized Bible, or and they correct it and they never give any evidence. And we're here to uphold it as the word of God. We call it equal time, because there's so many people out there attacking God's word. But God's word stands. The other ones, they come and they go. But since the true word of God stands, because it's backed up by God and His Holy Spirit. Now, here's an example of one of the corruptions, and I'm going to give these corruptions every week and show you what they're saying as we go along. For instance, it's found in Matthew, and I'm going to ask Brother Davis to read that for us.
All right, Bruce, this is in Matthew chapter 5, all right, Matthew chapter 5, and the sentence starts in verse 21, so this would be verses 21 and 22. It says, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." Verse 22, "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire."
Now, it says there, whoever is angry with their brother without a cause will be in danger of the judgment. In other words, if you're angry with somebody without a good reason to be, that's sinful, and you will be judged for that. And so that's what the King James says, the Word of God says. But in the corrupt versions, it'll read like this, and most of them do. It says, if you're angry with your brother, you will be in danger of the judgment. Let me ask you something. Did Jesus get angry? Well, of course he did. And it's mentioned he got angry a number of times, but he had a cause. Now, they take out the modern translations without a cause. And so that makes Jesus a guilty sinner because he may, according to the modern versions, because he got angry. And he had a cause. And I hope you understand that we're without a cause. You know, they take out just a few words and it changes everything. I'll give you another example, but I don't have the reference right now. When Jesus is talking to Pilate, and Pilate's asking him about his kingdom, and Jesus says in the King James, "Now is my kingdom not of this world, or my servants would fight." Now, He said, "Now is my kingdom not of this world, or my sir." We know that Jesus is going to have a kingdom, and he's getting ready to set it up right now. And he will rule as King of Kings and Lords of Lords from Mount Zion in Jerusalem, Israel. And so the Bible says, "Thy kingdom come." Now, the modern ones take out this. They say, They say, Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. Well, then, what about all the scriptures that say Jesus' kingdom is of this world? Well, then you have a contradiction, and yet every modern version practically takes out now, and it makes something altogether different. Now, that's what they do. When you look at these versions, they look like they're the same, but then when you begin to investigate, thousands of words have been eliminated. Even scripture verses have been eliminated. And so it changes the whole thought of it. Jesus' kingdom is of this world, but now when he talked to Pilate, it was not of this world, but it will be in the future. Now, today, Brother Davis just handed me an article from the Jerusalem Post, and it says, Israel disappointed Vatican reached agreement recognizing Palestinian state. And so the Vatican with the Pope has recognized the state of Palestine, which is part of Israel today. And there's only a little strip of land from the Jordan to the Mediterranean, about 40 miles wide, not even that wide, in other places, about 150 miles long. And some of the people who live there claim that it should be their own state. And the presidents of the United States have also stated that from time to time that the land should be divided. I'm going to ask Brother Davis just to read a few sentences about the news report first, and then we want to comment on that.
Well, certainly, Bruce, and I might add, I've been looking at some things, and I guess this is being reproduced in a lot of various news outlets, especially yesterday, and then, of course, some people are starting to talk about it. And this this is from the Jerusalem Post, and it was dated on this would be on May the 13th. That'd be Wednesday, May the 13th, and this recognition by the Vatican of the Palestinian state in some ways is not a terribly new thing, because the UN General Assembly in 2012 had recognized, wanted to recognize Palestine. And so the Vatican has been referring to it. In fact, about a year ago in May of 2014, Pope Francis was in the Palestinian territories with Mahmoud Abbas, the president there, referring to him as the president of the Palestinian state. And this whole thing is to carve off, as you've talked about before, some of the land of Israel, land that God gave to the Jewish people, carving it off, much like they carved off three-quarters of the land set up for an Israeli state or a Jewish state in the early 1900s when they formed the state of Jordan, which was originally, I might add, a Palestinian state set up as a state for that. But, excuse me, the Vatican, as I said, has been unofficially referring to the state of Palestine for the last year or so. And this now, because they've concluded a treaty with the Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Authority governing how the Catholic Church will operate in the so-called state of Palestine. They have, according to spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said, we have recognized the state of Palestine ever since it was given recognition by the United Nations and is already listed as the state of Palestine in our official yearbook. And so Mahmoud Abbas, I guess, is going to be appearing in the Vatican here in a few months. I guess they're going to recognize some people who lived in that area, some people of Arabic descent, I guess, going to recognize them as states. So this is all kind of preliminary to that. Israel's disappointed, of course, with this situation, and I would think that Bible-believing Christians would be disappointed as well, wouldn't you?
Oh, we sure are, because God has a lot to say about it, and that's what we're going to talk about. In the 19th century, there was a man named Dreyfus, and he was Jewish, and they accused him falsely of giving some kind of secrets away from the French government. And so there's a mob of people out there saying, kill the Jews. And at that time, a guy named Theodore Herschel, who was a newspaper man, he thought, well, we're never going to have any security whatsoever unless we go back and have our own state. And so they had an organization set up, Jewish organization set up, to eventually set up a state in Israel. And Herschel talked about it, but people didn't think it was going to happen. But it did happen, and so the state was set up, of course, in 1948. And immediately, Arab armies came and tried to wipe it up, but it was God's plan. God said he would bring the Jewish people back to the land. And immediately the Vatican opposed it. They wrote a letter to them telling them not to go back. And all through the last century, they were opposing it. It's interesting that Constantine, when he took over the Roman Empire, he was also the supreme pontiff of the ancient religion of Rome. And a number of emperors were head of the ancient religion of Rome. It was a pagan religion at that time. And finally, one of the emperors, his name was Gratian, he dropped the title and he dropped the support for the ancient religion of Rome. Well, at that time, many of the people belonging to the ancient Roman religion that was there before Christianity, they got together with a man, a bishop of Rome named Damasus, and they actually united the two religions under Bishop Damasus. And so Damasus then became the supreme pontiff, and he was actually at that time the Roman Church was born as it is today, although it had been there before this, the character of it had changed at that time in 380. The New Testament teaches that Jesus Christ is coming back and he is going to rule over Israel and he is going to rule from Jerusalem over the whole world. Well, Bishop Damasus at that time stated that that was some kind of a Jewish pipe dream, like they would say, and he denied that. It's called premillennial teaching. And so he denied that and basically said that the promises that God had given to the blessings that God had given to the Jewish people, including the land, was fulfilled in the Roman Catholic Church, and the curses were still on the Jewish people, and they were basically cursed forever. And this was back as early as 380. And a lot of the anti-Semitism that was promoted after that through the Roman Church came because of this. Now, Bible-believing Christians have never believed in, Jesus says, you love your enemies and do good to them. We don't believe in setting up concentration camps and killing people or sending out armies and forcing our religion on them. And so it came from that. Now, then eventually the Pope comes to the place where he wore the three-tier crown, King of the Kingdom of Heaven, King of the Kingdom of God, and King of Purgatory. He wore a three-tier crown, and this was worn by Innocent III in 1215. And so they claimed then that the land that God gave to the Jews belongs to the Roman Catholic Church and is fulfilled in them. And so it's interesting, though, he recognizes them. Now, God says in the book of Joel, chapter 3, "For behold, in those days, in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land." Now, what the Pope is saying here is, and the Vatican is saying, they want to divide the land up between the Palestinians and Israel. God said he's going to judge the nations for parting my land. And a book is out now and by McTernan, and it shows every time the United States president says that the land should be divided up to make peace, the United States is hit with a major disaster. It's happened 40 times. We're going to have him on very soon. But that land belongs to Israel, the Jewish people. Jesus gave it to him, and any Bible-believing Christian has to believe that because that's what the Bible says. Jesus is Lord. How's he Lord? He's Lord through the Word of God, and that Word of God is the King James Bible, and it says that in the Word of God. And he is getting ready to come back and rule from Jerusalem, Israel, and nothing in this universe will stop it. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and when he comes back, he's not coming back as a lamb. He's coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah to set up his kingdom over this whole planet. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess Jesus is Lord. And God says, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion," Psalm 1. And when he says it, nothing is going to stop it. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantua Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantua Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.